Hi, I'm Sandeep Gautam, and this is the first episode of Psychological Musings. With this podcast, I wish to interact with my users and take questions from them, questions as a springboard for reflection, for musings on everything psychological, philosophical, or neuroscientific. And I'll start with taking first question, which I received from Quora. So, although I'm using a question from Quora, what I encourage my readers or listeners is to submit me questions using Anchor. I'm preparing this podcast using anchor.fm, and that utility provides a very convenient tool for submitting your questions or suggestions. And I can use those questions, voice questions, and include them in my subsequent podcast recordings, the subsequent episodes, and answer them. So I wish that this would be a two-way process. I would be sharing my own musings, my own answers, my own reflections on whatever my eminent readers or listeners would be posing to me. With this, I'll start with the first question, which I take from Quora. This is submitted by Manaswini Kankarni. And the question she has asked or referred to me is reading psychological books beneficial, or do you start manipulating others or yourself? I'll repeat the question. Is reading psychology books beneficial, or do you start manipulating others or yourself? So before I share my own musings on the subject, I'll invite all of you to take a moment and reflect on all the psychology books you might have read, non-fiction, something to do with the human mind, the human behavior, and reflect how, if it in any way led to your own behavioral manipulation or manipulation of others. Now I'm very clear about it. Psychology books give you a lot of insight into how humans work, how their brains work, how they have evolved over time, how the proximal triggers or triggers would actually lead you to behave in a certain way. So there is a very large scope of manipulation also. For example, if you know that someone can be triggered to become angry because of this particular propensity, you can take advantage of the fact. But it also remains a fact that most of us, most of the personalities, that distribution of traits that we have in the population, most of the people are not manipulative. So the risk that by studying psychology you would become manipulative is very small. If we look at the dark triad of personality traits, which includes psychopathy, then narcissism, and finally manipulativeness or machiavellianism, then you see that there's a very small number population or proportion of population which is actually having those dark triad features. And you can probably add the dark tetrad sadism also to this mixture. And what you find is that the total number of people who actually suffer from clinical or subclinical aspects of these machiavellianism or manipulativeness or those sort of traits is very less, maybe about 1% or less than 1% of the whole population. So I presume that you would not be in one of those unfortunate 1% who are manipulative by their nature. And knowing the details of psychology, knowing the hot triggers, or knowing the basically what each person gets motivated by, all those things will not actually lead you to manipulate others, but probably you are more kind and altruistic, and you will use this information for their benefit, for how to build stronger relationships and bridges of understanding. Similarly, as far as it comes to self-reflection or self-manipulation, once you have a proper understanding of psychology, you do become a lot aware of what you are, how you act, what motivates you, what demotivates you, what makes you sad, what makes you happy. And you also know about certain research findings, like these are the cognitive biases. Probably some of them are hardwired. You cannot do anything about it, even when you know it. Others, probably you can stop feeling guilty. Like there are positive illusions everyone has about their own abilities. Everyone thinks that they are more than average driving ability. They have a good driving ability. They have superior driving ability, which statistically cannot be true. But those sort of positive illusions are good for the maintenance of your own self-image, for your own self-functioning. And knowing this insight from psychology might actually help you. I firmly believe that the more you know about yourself, why you are doing certain things, you will not actually manipulate, but you will be much more clear, at peace with what you are, whether you are strong, whether you are weak, what your strengths are, what your weaknesses are, what makes you sad, what makes you happy. And all this will actually be for your benefit only and will not necessarily need to self-deception or self-manipulation. So that is what I believe, that reading psychology books, and reading psychology books is just one small part of being a psychologist or a person who's passionate about psychology. You would typically be observing people. You will typically be thinking about theories and research and maybe how to apply it in actual settings, whether it be education or in your corporate workshops or in your work with other age groups, whether they be older people or marriage counseling or whatever. So you do become proficient in knowing people and how you interpret all those small acts that they might be doing once you gain a psychological insight. And that doesn't necessarily come from reading books, but I take the question in a larger ambit, that if you do get psychological insight about people and their behaviors, whether that leads to manipulation or not, I don't think that it typically leads to manipulating others or self, unless you have those dark tetrad or dark triad traits. So my humble submission would be, do read, do open your mind to further knowledge, to insights about human behavior and your own behavior and the behavior of your loved ones. It will only help you gain more understanding. And as the adage goes, know thyself. So psychology just provides you tools to know thyself and also to tune your behavior accordingly. So you will definitely do some manipulation, if you would call it manipulation, to tune your behavior so that it leads you to better results. But that I don't think is really manipulation. Similarly, if you're interacting with others so that you are able to bring yourself and the other person to a common understanding, to a more fulfilling interaction by using psychological insights, that again I don't consider as manipulation. Manipulation would be when you actually use your insight and knowledge to the detriment of the other person and to your own benefit. So it's all about how you use the knowledge, and the risk of that is very less. So go ahead, pick up your favorite psychology book and let me know what you find from that, what further questions come to your mind, and share those questions with me. And I'll be more than happy to answer those questions and reflect on them and muse about them in the next episode of the Psychological Musings. Thanks so much for listening. This was the first episode of Psychological Musings. I hope it was helpful. And I promise you that if there's sufficient interest, we'll continue having these episodes. Thanks a lot for listening. Bye for now.